Beach Camp. Still have plenty of room for my wife's like to sing. Let's turn to page number 201. We sing this song quite a bit. I guess it's one of my favorites, but it just tells such a beautiful story. Grace that is greater than our sin. Let's turn to page number 201. If you found your place, let's all stand together and let's sing our first song.
Oh, thank God for His amazing grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. We thank Him for that. When He seen us in our sins, it wasn't for His grace that came and saved us and redeemed us. We thank Him for that. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Thank You for being here. We thank the Lord for this beautiful, beautiful fall day He's given us. We need the rain, and He supplied the rain for us. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. If you have a need, if you'll just uplift your hand. Let's remember that. Let's remember Miss Misty. Anyone else? Spoken request. All right. Brother Justin, if you want to make your way up here, brother, and lead us.
Lord, tonight we want to come to You humbly, Lord, as we know how, and tell You thank You for, Lord, all the blessings that You've given us, Lord, all the ways that You've blessed us, Father, spiritually as well as physically here, Lord. Lord, we're so blessed as Americans, Lord, to have the freedom to do as we please and to go where we want to go and to worship how we want to worship, Lord. Lord, yet so many times we fail to give You the thanks that You're due for that. And Lord, tonight we just want to take a moment, Lord, just to thank You for that privilege that we have. And Lord, I pray that You would, Lord, You would send the Holy Ghost by this way tonight. Lord, I pray that You would have liberty here tonight, Father, to move and stir and do as You would have please and as You would see fit. Lord, I pray that, God, the songs that we sing unto You, Father, about You and about Your Son would be pleasing unto You, and God, that You would bless it. And Lord, I pray You would be with the man of God as he preaches to us tonight. Lord, You would open his lips. Lord, open what You've laid on his heart to, and Lord, open the word of God to us. Lord, help him to say what thus saith the Lord. And Father, I pray that, Lord, we would do our part tonight as well. Lord, I pray that we would, Lord, have a soft and accepting heart of what You would say to us tonight, Father. Because, Lord, no matter how much the man of God studies and prays, Lord, it does no good unless we receive it, Father. Unless we receive it as good fruit and as good food for our spiritual bodies, Lord. And Father, we do pray, Father, for the spiritual needs of our church, Lord, for revival and salvation, most of all for those two, Father. And Lord, we pray that You would meet them for the physical needs that we have as well, Lord, the sicknesses and diseases. Lord, I pray You would touch those bodies and You would encourage them as well, Father. And Lord, we do pray tonight for our nation as well. God, You would touch our nation, Father. Lord, it's seemingly, Lord, going in 100 different directions and none of them are towards You. But Lord, I know that You can bring a nation back to You, Father. You've done it many times before. And Lord, we just pray that that would start here tonight, Father, at Fletcher. Lord, we would be able to do our part, Lord, and just get right with You, Lord. Lord, we ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to sing through at regular timing. On the repeat, we're going to hold it right there. You'll get it.
Oh,
But that's that other one we practiced. No, that's not it. I'll find it here directly. 86. Let's do 86, Miss Brenda. 86, Mr. Ray. Page 86.
Thank you. fellowship is in Markham that I love.
Men will come, we'll receive the evening offering. We have some visitors with us tonight. Good to have you. You're welcome in our Father's house. Good to have you. Brother Stillman, do you mind to come up here and lead us in prayer?
Our gracious, kind Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight. Thank you for being the blessings you've bestowed upon us. Thank you, dear God. We don't understand, dear God, that you'd send your darling son to the cross to save an old lost sinner like me. And our Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd be at the service tonight. Be of those who are sick, dear God. You touch them in a special way. If there'd be one here tonight lost, don't know you in the free pardon of sin, tonight might be the night they make her call and election sure.
Yes.
Pray that you'd be the man of the hour tonight, dear God, as he brings a message. Our Heavenly Father is hiding behind the cross, that Jesus be uplifted. Just give him the words to say and give us receptive hearts, dear God, we take and apply to our life. Pray that you be with our country, dear God. Be with our service personnel, dear God, in harm's way, that you watch over them. Pray that you be the man of the service in everything that you do. We'll bow our unworthy head and say you did it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
We've asked Annalee and Victory if they would come at this time and sing us a special or two would be all right. Also, Brother Will Hart, would you mind coming up with one and singing after them? Would you do that? Appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Song.
Visit that neighbor, the one that you so harshly
Church with a lot of talent. All of our musicians, we thank God for them having the opportunity to go to churches and preach. There's a lot of churches that are looking for someone to play the piano, don't have a guitar player. God's blessed us here at Fletcher First Baptist Church. Brother Will, I can't think that fast, my brother. I don't see how you move one hand and the other hand at the same time. So that's pretty impressive. Let's take our Bibles tonight and turn to Psalms 107. Psalms 107. Our pastor had called this afternoon and asked me to preach, and I
I had this thought on my mind. It's been heavy on my mind for some days. I preached in and around this text in May of 2014 here at the church, and most of you may not have been here, and if you have, you've already probably forgotten. So we're going to look at this one more time, Psalms 107 in the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, it's considered a poetical book. We sing one of those poetical books this morning our pastor preached out of, the book of Job, the book of Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, and Lamentations. And we know those are the poetical books of the Bible. Psalms was the Hebrew song book. And when I say poetical, it doesn't mean it's rhythmic. But as you read these poetical books, you'll see that there's a repeating idea. It's a repeating theme. And I think we see that repeating idea this afternoon, tonight, this thought, this commandment, this mandate that the God is giving us again and again and again. In Psalms 107, we see there's a division of Psalms. There's a division of people in this text tonight. We see there's different men. These different men have different problems. These different men are facing different circumstances. And we find that first that there's a redeemed that are set free of captivity. And I'm thankful I'm redeemed tonight. As we was leaving the sanctuary this morning, Brother Charles Henderson said, "Thank God I've been redeemed." And I'm thankful I'm redeemed tonight. We also see that in our text, there's a group of travelers. There are desert travelers. They're wanderers and they're lost. They have no hope. In our text tonight, not only do we see a redeemed group, we see a group of travelers that are lost and are wandering. We also see men that are sick. They're not only spiritually sick, but they're physically sick. And then lastly, we'll see a group of men, of mariners, of seafarers, of those that made their living on the oceans and how they are tossed to and from on life's sea. And I think as we read group of men and see the different troubles they have faced and the different problems they have faced, we can all find ourselves in these groups of men. Psalms 107, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. Verse 1, the Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, His mercy endureth forever." I just want to say tonight, I thank God for His goodness. I thank God that He has been good to me. He's been better to me than I deserve. He's showed me kindness and mercy. We talked about and sung about His grace earlier this morning, and I'm thankful for His goodness. He's been good to us, and I think you can say tonight as well with me, and it has been good to be saved and a child of God. The psalmist here, he says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." He's good tonight, not because we're healthy or not because we're wealthy or not because of the blessings, but all because of who He is. He's God. He's good. The psalmist goes on to say, "Oh, give thanks." He's not requesting. He's not asking. The psalmist is not even insinuating, but he's demanding. He's commanding us tonight. It's a mandate from the Word of God that we give Him thanks for His goodness. This word "give," it's the Hebrew word yada. It's the idea of on and on and on. It means continuing without ending. It's an ongoing process, an ongoing thought. He's saying, "Oh, give thanks." It's translated here to throw. It means to cast or to shoot. What he's saying here, it's an idea of we ought to throw some gratitude. We ought to throw some thanks. We ought to cast some thanksgiving to our Lord and Savior for all He's done to us. It's an ongoing idea, ongoing word picture. But as I was studying this just a few minutes ago, it has the idea of as you throw and as you give and you shoot these thanks to God, it's with extending hands. I think what God's telling us tonight, it's okay to lift our arms and extend our hands and say, "Thank you, God, for being so good to me and my family." Tonight, I think we ought to throw some thanks and gratitude to our Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." He's been good to us and merciful to us. I'm thankful for that. He's been a kind and gracious, and He's blessed us beyond measure. And I'm thankful that for that tonight, for that promise that we have. The word good here, it's the idea, and it's the word of not just as we, our English word is something that's nice and something we find desirable, but in our text it means excellent. It means prosperous or sweet, beautiful, kind, beneficial, and of highly value. I believe he's picturing our Savior Jesus Christ. He's saying God has been good to us. Jesus is excellent. Jesus is pleasant, and he's blessed us beyond measure and measure. He says, for his mercy endureth forever. That's his faithfulness. That's his kindness. That's his long-suffering. His favor that he shows toward you and I. It's everlasting. I think it's from eternity to eternity. His merciful goodness and his blessings were good enough this morning when I got up, and they'll be there when I go to bed tonight. I'm thankful for his mercy. It's a mandate. He's telling us that we ought to give thanks, commanding us that we ought to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 107, we find it's a psalm of thanksgiving. It's a psalm of gratitude, of appreciation. It's a psalm of praise, a psalm of thanking one that's worthy, thanking one that's holy and altogether lovely and altogether accomplishes these wonderful works we'll read in just a minute. He's commanding and a mandate and demanding we give him thanks tonight. Verse number 8, our text verses. He says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Notice in verse number 15, he says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works unto the children of men. Verse 21, the Bible says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. We find in verse 31, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Four times in Psalm 107, the psalmist writes through the inspiration of God, of mentioning him, that we should give God praise for his wonderful works to you and I tonight. I believe if the Word of God tells us once, it should be obeyed and it should be listened and heard and followed. But we find in this text four times in chapter 107, it denotes special attention, special emphasis. It's the importance of the magnitude of what the psalmist is trying to convey to us tonight. It's a message he's giving. It's that poetical theme, that reoccurring theme, that idea that he's trying to portray tonight. We find that in verse 8, 15, 21, and 31. He says, oh, that men would praise the Lord. This word, oh, it's a inner groaning. It's a deep desire. It's a longing or a yearning. He's saying if men just would, if they would ought to praise the Lord, if they would just muster it up from the inside and praise the Lord, it's a great desire the psalmist is giving, a yearning, a longing that if men would praise the Lord. And that's what I believe what we need in this day of apostasy, this day of when people are coming to church and have the idea that they deserve an entitlement, but we ought to just praise him for all that he's done for us already. That's what we need, to praise God. We need men and women, saints of God, those that are redeemed, as we'll see in a few minutes, to thank God. I'm not talking about tonight of being charismatic or being Pentecostal, but just some redeemed, saved, blood-bought children of God, thankful for what God has done for them. We see here that the psalmist is remembering and he's thinking of how God has redeemed and saved and brought and healed and helped. You can go tonight to any Baptist church and I believe you'll find a pulpit. You may find a choir and find some instruments and maybe even find a baptistry. But I believe in a lot of our Baptist churches, it's the thing we're missing is men and women, children that are saved, praising God for all that he's done for them. I think about our Baptist churches. a God that would give himself, as Brother Charles said in his prayer, a God that reveal himself, a God that would save, a God that would sacrifice, a God that would redeem, heal, and rescue. That's the one we should be giving praise to. He says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his merciful, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Why should we praise God? What's the reason we should praise God? I believe he gives us these four reasons in these four men. We find these four men. He's good. This God is worthy. This God deserves our praise. He deserves everything that we have to give him. He's a good God. But we find here in this text these four groups of men. These men that the psalm says that should praise the Lord. And I see these four groups of men. They all have different problems. They all have different troubles. They all face different storms and the trials of life. But they all have one Lord, one Savior, one God that they can call to tonight. Here at Fletcher, it seems like in every family, in every pew, we all have different problems and storms and issues and situations that cause and to shake our very foundation. But we still ought to praise the Lord. Notice verse 4. The Bible says this first group, they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. We find this first group. This group has gone astray. This group, they're out. They've erred in their ways. They've been deceived. They're looking for something, but they never could find it. These men, they're wandering in the wilderness. It means to go astray. They're searching for something. They're looking for direction. They're looking for guidance. They're looking for means. It's a senseless wandering. I notice there's no hope these men had. It says the hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted them. The word fainted, it has the idea to be overcome with darkness. It has the idea that they melted under the heaviness of darkness. And these folks, they were in bad shape, wandering in the wilderness, hungry and thirsty, the Bible says. And they were passed out, fainted under this great distress that they were in. It sounds like to me, this group of men were lost. Lost on their journey. They were lost on their way. They were hopeless. They had no sense of direction. They were hungry. They were thirsty. There's something their soul was looking for but could not contain. They could not find this thing they were searching. They were fixing to be overcome with darkness. And let me say tonight, do you remember the time when you were in this darkness? Do you remember time when you had no hope, you were lost, and you were under the heavy burden of a great darkness? If you don't, you're still lost. If you don't, and you've never been under this conviction, you're still lost. But this group of men, notice what they did in verse 6. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he heard, delivered them out of their distresses. The Bible says the Lord delivered them. He had heard their cry. I'll remind you, the psalmist in Psalms 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. In chapter 40 of the psalmist said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to hear me and heard my cry and brought me also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my foot upon the rock and established my goings. God hears our cry, and I'm thankful for that. It says he heard their cry, and he delivered them. It means he plucked them up. It's to draw out. He lifted them up, rescued them out of this situation. They were in trouble. They were wandering. They were searching. They were hungry. They were thirsty. They were lost. But when they cried upon the Lord delivered them. Why should men praise the Lord? Why should men praise God? Why should we praise God? Because when we were lost, he saved us. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. If you're saved tonight and you have nothing else to thank him for, You can lift your hands, extend your arms, and say, thank you, God, I'm not going to hell. Thank you, Lord, I'm on my way to heaven. Thank you, God, you saved and redeemed my soul. Why should men praise the Lord? Number one, because he saved us. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. You're looking at someone that's thankful that they're redeemed, thankful that they're saved and on their way to heaven. Can you remember when you came to the Lord? Wherever it may have been, when you called upon him, it seemed like there was no hope and he saved you. There was no joy and he gave you the delight. And he not only did he do that, but notice he satisfies you. There's no more wandering. There's no more longing. There's no more searching, but there's satisfaction here. You're looking at someone tonight that's saved and is satisfied. You may not have a large house or fine cars or bountiful bank accounts, but if you're saved tonight, you can be satisfied in Christ Jesus. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Why should we praise him? Number one, because we're saved. Verse 2, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, when he was whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. We're saved. We ought to say we're saved. We ought to praise him. Number two, look at verse number 10. The Bible says in verse 10, such as sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, but they rebelled against the words of God and contented the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. The second group of people, they feel like they're all alone. This group of people we find, they're lonely. They're in the dark. It's a gloomy place, an unpleasant place. They had been the disobedient of the Word of God. They had rebelled against His commandments. They were disobedient. They were complacent in His saying. And now they feel like no one's around. They're in obscurity. No one's there to help. All alone. No one is there to, none to help, the Bible says. Verse number 10, it says that such sit in darkness. You know, there may be some tonight here in this same group. Maybe you have not rebelled against God's word. You may not have rebelled against his commandments. You may have served him to your uttermost. You may have been faithful. You may have been found doing your best for Christ. But for whatever reason, whatever circumstance, you feel like you're in this same place, in a low place, a lonely place, a place of darkness, a place where you're all alone, heaviness, he says, and despair. In verse 10, it says they sat in darkness. It means that it's a place that they dwelled at, a place that they abode. They were stayed. They were captive. They were bound because of this situation. It says in 12 that they fell down. It's the idea that they were stumbling and staggering and weak and feeble. And what were they to do? We find in 13, verse 13, it says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. I can remember some times in my life where I was pretty low. I can remember some times when I felt like there wasn't many people around that knew my situation. There may be some times in your life when you feel this same heaviness and this same darkness, it seems like it's set down upon you, and you're bound and you're captive and you can't be free, and it seems like you're abiding and you've abode at this place for many, many months. But this group, it says they cried unto the Lord. And what did he do? Verse 15, he brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. I just want to say tonight, he set them free. Why should we praise the Lord? Because he set me free. Free from bondage. Free from despair. Free from darkness. Free from this sin, the heaviness of life, the troubles of life, the disappointments of life. I'm glad he set us free. Jesus set me free. Oh, I praise his name tonight. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Was there pain? Oh, yes. Will there be suffering in this life? Oh, yes. where there be heaviness in this life, there will be. But notice, they wasn't captive to that. Why should we praise God? Because He saved us. Because He set us free. Number three, I see another reason. Notice in verse number 17, the Bible says, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. We find this other group. They had another problem, another trouble, another mountain they could not climb. Does Job not say that man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble? And as we read this text, Pastor, I want to rightly divide the word. We find in chapter or verse 11 and 12 this situation they were in because of rebellion. They were in this situation because of disobedience. They were there because they did not heed God's word. And then verse 17 and 18, they were there. They were sick because of their transgressions, sins, and iniquities. And I'm not saying that's the reason we face the trouble we're in. I'm just using it for application. We find here they were in great distress. They were sick. In verse 20, the Bible says, and He sent His word and healed them. Means to cure. It's the idea to repair or to put back together. It's the word, our English word, says physician. They were needing someone to heal them. They were needing a good physician, a great physician. It's the idea of this group were sick. Not only were they physically sick, but they were spiritually sick. We find in verse 18 it says, their soul adoreth all manner of meat. It means they loathed, they detested. Just the thought of food would make them nauseated. Have you ever been so sick where the thought of food would make you sick? Or the smell of food would make you sick? They were so sick they couldn't eat. And that's where these people were. They were sick, deadly sick, needing a physician. Notice in verse number 18, the Bible says, they draw near to the gates of death. It's the idea that they could touch. They were so close to death that they could grab. They were so close to death they could feel the very hands and the pains of death. They were sick unto death. And looking around at Fletcher First Baptist Church, I think of family after family after family that's been on the bed of affliction where they've been suffering through surgeries and through physical ailments, but God has healed them off that bed of affliction. And what should we do when we're at this death door, when we're physically sick, deathly sick, and it seems like death is certain? We ought to praise God. You say, preacher, that was me. There was a time in my life when someone in my family was sick and it didn't seem like there was any hope. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. I believe the psalmist is telling us we ought to praise God because we're saved. We ought to praise God because He set us free. We ought to praise God because He's healed us from our sickness. Fourthly, we see another group. This group was a group of sailors. They were mariners. They were men that made their living at the sea, and they were fishermen. In verse 23, the Bible says, they that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the work of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. For He commandeth and raises the stormy wind which lifteth up the lays thereof. They mount upon the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. Verse 27, they reel to and fro and stagger like drunken men and are at their wits' end. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. This other men, they're out on the sea of life. The winds and the waves are great, and it seems they're going up and they come down. They go up and come down. They can't get their footing. The Bible says they stagger. They're at their wits' end. Their soul is melted because of this great trouble. I wonder tonight how many of you have been there before. Seems like you're holding on. You can't get your footing. It seems you're staggering here and there, tossed to and fro because of the storms of life. trials in your life. Feels like you're tossed, holding on. But notice, he stills the storm. Verse 29, the Bible says, he maketh the storm a calm, so the waves thereof are still. It means he whispers sweet peace. The stillness, the peace that only God can give. You say tonight, preacher, I sit here and I'm in the storms of life, and it seems this past year that these heavy, great storms have come our way. The waters may feel like they're overtaking you, and the waves are crashing in upon your seat. But you're sitting here singing peace, peace, wonderful peace coming down from Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathom billows of love. I'm glad tonight, because we're saved, we can sing, it is well with my soul. Oh, that men ought to praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. We're saved tonight. If you're saved tonight, you ought to praise God. If you've been set free, the psalmist says, we ought to praise God. If we've been in that place where he's healed us spiritually, and he's healed us physically, and healed us in our sickness, we ought to praise God. If you've been on the storm of life, and you may be in that place right now, you can lift your hand and say, thank you, God. I wonder tonight, how many of us is lacking in our praise to God? Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let us stand tonight. I'm going to ask Miss Listenby if you'll come to the piano. Maybe tonight you want to find a private place in this altar and thank God for all he's done for you. Maybe tonight you want to thank him publicly for all he's done for you. But I believe tonight, if we're saved and been set free, and he's healed us from our sickness, and he calms the storms of life, we all have something to praise God for. Father, we want to thank you tonight for your goodness. We want to thank you tonight for your tender mercies and your kindness, the favor, the grace that you show us. We want to thank you tonight, Father, we've been saved, for your shed blood, for redemption of our soul, for the forgiveness of our sins. We want to thank you for Calvary. God, we want to thank you for the peace that you give in those storms. God, we want to thank you, Father, we can call upon your name, and you hear our cry in our distresses. God, I'm thankful that we can still call upon your name, and Lord, that you're still answering prayers, and you're still saving and healing bodies. But God, so many times it's our sin, it's our iniquities that separate us from you. And God, I pray that you would forgive us, you would reveal our hearts to us, and let us see you high and lifted up. God, we bless you tonight for who you are and what you've done. And Father, let us never fail to give you praise and thank for all that you've done. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Whatever your need is tonight, this altar is open. softly. I wonder if anyone has anything to thank God for. Verse 2, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen.
Back in August, you know, got the email that I'd gone to the emergency room and I had some health problems and the Lord's brought me through all that. But now I've got the bills. And then I damaged my car, so that's been in the shop to be fixed. Well, I says, Lord, you knew this was coming. And your word says you'll provide. You've always provided. You've always kept your promises. I'm going to stand back and watch you work. I told my Sunday school class last week, I'm going to watch him work. Well, Sunday school class gave me a little bit. Another person gave me a little bit of money. Someone reminded me that I had an extended warranty on my car, so I had Hunter check that. And sure enough, the extended warranty covers the repair, $200 towards my rental. Got to work last night at Bojangles, and there's a sign up saying they're starting a bonus program. From the week starting September 30th through the end of the year, you'll get a dollar bonus for every hour that you work, and they had qualifications, and it's basically just normal, faithful, dependable worker qualifications that you should be doing anyways. So like if I worked 34 hours that week, I'd get $34 bonus that week. So it's up. The Lord's just so good, and he's just providing, and I just praise him.
Amen. Amen.
I wasn't going to say anything, but since Brother Gunn said if you guys have anything to be thankful for, I know I mentioned about my sister before to you guys, and I thank God for her salvation, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that she's saved, but she's been in and out of drugs and some terrible things, that choices that she's made throughout her life, and I hadn't heard from her in over a month, and I'm just talking to my husband about it, sharing it with some precious sisters in Christ, and I just asked for everyone to cover her and pray her. I said, God, I just got on my face. Lord, I just want to know that she's okay. If you took her home, you know, whatever it may be, I just want to know where she's at. I just want to know that she's okay. And today, before I got to church, I just happened to look on Facebook. I'm like, Lord, is she? Is she posting? She posted something on her son's page, and all she always said was okay. And I just thank God. Even though she's going through a tough time and making poor choices, I know that she's saved. I know he's got her covered. Amen. And I ask for continued prayer for her, but amen. I'm thankful that I know that she's okay.
Amen.
God is faithful.
Bless his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. 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 Anyone else? Amen. 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 Anyone else?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. 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 Anyone else? Amen. Bless his name. I promise you, the Lord's told you to do something tonight, and you leave tonight, you'll feel miserable. So many missed opportunities. Love you, Chris. Anyone else? All right. Yes. Yes. Amen. All God's people said. Amen. Amen. Brother Frank, do you mind to come and dismiss us in prayer?
Let us pray. Our most kind Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the marvelous, amazing grace we just sung about. Paul, in all of his writings, all of those 14 books, in the last few verses, he said, there is grace. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that saves sinners. Lord, it saves the worst and makes the best out of them in these days. Thank you, Lord, for the gospel we just heard. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful outline. Thank you, Lord, for the goodness of God, a God that's always good. He's never done wrong to me, Father. He's never found a case that he counted too bad that he wouldn't give him goodness. A God that loves sinners, Lord, that are lost and dying, going to hell. Thank you, Lord, for your marvelous, amazing grace. Lead us, Lord, direct us, guide and guard us. Lord, we do our very best to say hallelujah, hallelujah. Some glad day while sailing through the air to meet thee. Lead us, Lord, direct us, guide and guard us, we pray in Jesus' wonderful, sweet name.